Thank you and good morning. Superior Court Judge Bruce Watson has ruled that invocations at city council meetings do not violate the California Constitution and that non-denominational invocations to open public meetings can be performed. Carol Beaton brought suit against the city, claiming that any invocations at council meetings, whether or not they are religious in nature, violated the Constitution. Judge Watson ruled that the drafters of the Constitution did not intend to prohibit legislative prayer. Mayor Frank Yeager was pleased with the ruling and said in a statement, "Invocations have a place in history in this country, and I do not believe that the city of Eureka should be treated any differently than the United States Congress or the California State Legislature." The Crescent City Area Command of the California Highway Patrol is asking for the public's help in identifying and locating the driver of a vehicle that struck and killed 66-year-old Yakima resident Ronald Silva early Saturday morning. Silva's body was seen lying on the shoulder of the west side of Highway 101 north of Lopez Road. Medical personnel responded and pronounced Silva dead at the scene. The CHP reports that Silva was walking alongside the roadway when he was struck and killed by a driver who then fled the scene. Anyone with information about the collision or any unusual events in the area between 2 and 2:30 Saturday morning is asked to contact authorities. The Avoid the 7 DUI Task Force will continue to crack down on impaired drivers through the New Year's holiday. Officers will deploy saturation patrols across the county, and the CHP will deploy all available officers tonight through New Year's morning. CHP Public Information Officer Matt Harvey describes the process of making a DUI arrest.
It takes reasonable suspicion to make a detention. So that would be a stop, a contact, where they are not free to leave. That's a detention. From there, we look to build probable cause, which would lead to an arrest if we deem, say, somebody is under the influence of alcohol. So through that, building the probable cause, we take them through field sobriety tests and such.
Harvey went on to clarify the meaning of probable cause.
Now, when we talk about probable cause and you say it's solely on maybe the officer's belief or discretion or whatnot, really what it comes down to hold up in court is would another officer with the same amount of experience and knowledge and training come to that same conclusion that I did?
Law enforcement has made 69 arrests since the campaign began on December 13th. Sheriff's detectives have arrested the suspect involved in the robbery of the Palco Pharmacy in Scotia on December 17th. Detectives identified the suspect as 22-year-old Hydesville resident Samuel Rogers and obtained an arrest warrant for December 18th. They learned that Rogers left the county on the day of the robbery to visit his family in Pennsylvania for the holidays and that he was scheduled to fly into Sacramento on Monday. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office notified local detectives that Rogers was arrested on the outstanding warrant, and arrangements are being made to transport Rogers back to Humboldt County. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for job shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A resident on Eucalyptus Drive in McKinleyville contacted the sheriff's office Monday morning to report that a stabbing victim was in the driveway. Deputies met with the 23-year-old male victim, and he was taken to a local hospital for treatment. The victim told deputies that he had met a man and two women at a bar on the Arcata Plaza on Sunday night. They agreed to hang out at the victim's house in the 2500 block of Daffodil Road in McKinleyville. While at the house, they got into an argument, and the suspects attacked the victim, stabbing him several times in the back. They then fled the scene. Deputies searched the victim's residence and located a bloody knife in the driveway. No suspect descriptions are available at this time, and detectives are investigating the incident. Sheriff's deputies responded to the 4,000 block of Greenwood Heights Road in Eureka on Saturday after receiving a report of a man stealing from a mailbox. Deputies, along with a CHP officer, searched the area and located the suspect, 52-year-old Robert McCarthy of McKinleyville, in the driveway of a nearby residence. Deputies searched McCarthy and located the victim's stolen mail, along with mail stolen from three other Greenwood Heights residents. McCarthy was arrested and booked into jail for possession of stolen property. The National Weather Service is predicting sneaker waves along North Coast beaches. Large, long-period waves will run up on the surf unexpectedly, and if you visit the beach, you are advised to avoid dangerous areas such as exposed rocks and jetties, and to never turn your back on the ocean. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.